Progress has been slow for the gazebo being constructed in South Jacksonville's Godfrey Park. Since the original gazebo was torn down in October, trustee Stacy Pinkerton estimates volunteers are working on the new gazebo around twice a month.
The people that I have that are willing to help me right now have to finish out other projects before they can get to this. We're down to cutting some of the posts down, shape them the way they need to be, and then after that we can start with putting the railing up.
Pinkerton says village residents will appreciate how much South Jacksonville is saving by using volunteer help.
We're saving anywhere probably from $10,000 on up. The materials are already there. There's nothing left to buy. Everything is there. We just got to get it put together. Been in the makings for a long time. I understand that. There's a lot of complications, and we're just trying to get it done. Unfortunately, it's taken us a little longer than what we anticipated, but that happens.
Anyone with construction experience who wishes to volunteer with the project should contact Pinkerton at 217-473-3388.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
A lawsuit filed in 2010 in Scott County Court against the number of pork industry giants has concluded. The Jacksonville Journal-Courier reports a Scott County jury rejected a $7.5 million damage total this week that was asked for by a group of citizens and Bluffs-based Westermeyer Industries against, among others, Cargill and the Mashaw family hog farm business. According to the newspaper, the lawsuit focused on a concentrated animal feeding operation in the northwest part of the county, with attorneys for the plaintiffs claiming endangerment of health and community. Specifically, the proper management of dust, smell, and pests were pointed out, and attorneys for the plaintiffs said there was improper disposal of animal carcasses, according to the newspaper. It's believed this is the first private temporary nuisance case to go through the court. The jury deliberated for about an hour and 15 minutes before reaching a decision that went against the plaintiffs. Jacksonville police made two arrests last night. 42-year-old Shauna Bates of the 800 block of Nottingham was arrested at her residence at 4:45 p.m. for forgery. Bates remains in custody. 34-year-old Jeremy Dethridge of the 400 block of East Douglas was picked up in the 300 block of Franklin at around 11:45 p.m. for domestic battery. Dethridge remains in custody. To the State House, no signs of a compromise or grand bargain to be had at the Capitol on Wednesday night. Illinois House, led by a large number of Democrats, passed a nearly $40 billion state budget. The plan by Speaker Michael Madigan created the 500-page budget, and Democrats say they had to do something because the governor isn't doing anything. The plan received no votes from Republicans, but plenty of scorn. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin says the plan moves forward with spending $7 billion more than state revenues and ignores all the work that rank-and-file lawmakers have put in.
This is a slap in the face to the hard work of men and women who have been working on this, but also, more importantly, a slap in the face to every Illinoisan who wants honest government. As an Illinoisan, as a taxpayer, and also a member of the legislature, I am deeply embarrassed, and I guess I want to be angry, but this is an absolute joke.
The budget has to be passed by the Senate, but the governor has already indicated that he will veto the measure. And Governor Rauner's veto of another arbitration bill will stand. The Illinois House didn't receive enough votes yesterday to override the governor's action. The bill would have prevented a lockout or strike if negotiations break down with AFSCME or other state employee unions. Rauner vetoed a similar measure nearly a year ago.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.